Hello everybody, it's Jenny from The Coach Jenny. I'm here to teach all my ladies how to find clarity in the chaos. That's right, babe, with a little bit of structure, a whole new mindset, and some sass in that step, we can hold it off. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hello everybody, welcome back to the podcast. I'm up here in my office, as always, with a special guest of Tessa. So if you hear her prancing around or breathing heavy, it's not me. So what's going on? What's up? What's new and exciting with you? It is January 26th. This is Thursday. I'm recording this the day before the launch of this. But today is going to be a quick hit of inspiration for you. I want to talk about Quitter's Week. It's Quitter's Week. This is a big thing in the health and fitness world. Quitter's Week means that everybody comes out of the gate really hard January 1st. New Year's resolutionists are like, I'm going to lose all the weight. I'm going to, you know, get a new job. I'm going to do whatever X, Y, and Z. And then they go super hard for like 3 weeks. And then they're doing great. They're realizing, oh my gosh, I can do this. And then that fourth week turns around and all of a sudden there's like that flip of the switch. That's where shit goes awry, because usually it takes 21 days to 27 days for a real habit to kick in. That's that bubble zone where people start getting sketch. You heard me, sketch. Where they're like, yeah, I'm starting to see some results, but this is really hard. And, you know, I really have to schedule my days. And, oh, they start making excuses. Yeah. Quitter's Week. So today I want to talk to you about the top 5 reasons why people quit their goals. So let's get started. Number 5, there's too much thinking and not enough doing. During this Quitter's Week, people start overanalyzing, overthinking, be like, oh my gosh, like, I would get up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym before work, and it's just really, really tough, and I just don't want to do this anymore, and, you know, I could really use that extra sleep because I have a project, or, you know, it's just so tough. I'll go after work, but you know that's not going to happen, or, you know, I want to look for a new job, but right now I'm just, this is okay. I'm okay with this, or, you know, I really want to, you know, lose weight, and I just don't feel like doing it. It's too much thinking. Too much thinking. We get in our brains and we're not doing good for ourselves. What we need to do is stop thinking and start doing. Because once we get in our head and we overanalyze things, we stop doing. We stop getting up at 5 a.m. We stop doing all the videos that we're supposed to watch. We stop walking. We stop talking to our coaches. We stop doing the things we need to do. I'm not saying that you can't like reorganize or restructure your schedule. I'm just saying you need to have some kind of do to be progressive on your goals. So stop thinking so much and start doing. Number 4, we're doing a countdown. Number 4, your goal is too big. Like, I'm all about having umbrella goals. Like, I want to buy a brand new Porsche. Girl, because we all want a Porsche. Like, I want a Porsche. Like, girl, so good. But like, honey, if I'm not putting any money aside or I'm not doing any steps to buy a Porsche, like, how is it magically going to happen other than me buying a Matchbox one at, like, Target? Like, your goals are too big. When we have repetitive failures, that breaks our confidence towards our goals. Like, stop. Just stop. So sometimes, yes, we need to analyze our goals and maybe break them down into smaller steps. this is where mission plans come into effect. And this is why my clients will meet with me and be like, okay, cool. You want to lose 50 pounds this year? Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations that you made that decision. But let's break that down into smaller goals. Let's first talk about what kind of foods do you have in your house? What are you eating when you go out to eat? Are you moving your body? Like, what kind of plan do you have in place that makes you reach that top goal? That's so important. We need to have that stepping stone to your bigger goal. Honest, in order to walk into a house, you've got to make a step. That's so important. Sometimes we need to break those goals down into smaller steps. Number three, we don't have the support we need. I know in my early 20s, I was going through this whole identity thing. Like, I was dating a guy who cheated on me, and I swore off men, and I didn't date guys, and I went through this whole crazy thing. I gained like a ton of weight. I got super fat. And I had all these surgeries, and that's what made me heavy. And I was swearing off, like working out, like it was just a hot mess. And it wasn't until my doctor was like, you need to take care of yourself. That's when I was like, I need better support. I can't do it by myself. And it was like, okay, you know, maybe I'll find a Facebook group, or maybe I'll find an online community, or like, where is your support coming from? Like, if it's just coming from you and you know that you're not a good accountability partner, that's the wrong answer, because I know that failed for me. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are people out there who are great accountability partners for themselves, but I put a lot of pressure on myself. That's not being an accountability partner. That's pressure. There's two different things, but you need to have support, a support group, a support friend, a support dog, a support next door neighbor, a coach, a doctor, whatever it is, but you need to find that accountability to help you reach your goals. It is as simple as that. It is as simple as asking somebody to be your accountability partner. I can't stress that enough. That's why it's number three. Number two, we got two more to go. You don't track your progress. Like, to me, this is like goals 101. How do you know how you're moving towards your goals if you don't track your progress? Like, how? That's all I gotta say is, do you have a tracker? Like, everybody knows that I am like the queen of planning. Like, I am sponsored by two different planner companies because I love to plan. I have a daily planner. I have a monthly planner. I have a fitness planner. I have like one of my bodybuilding planners. Like, I plan everything. Yes, people are like, you're obsessed. No, because it helps me. It's my accountability. This is what I use when I go into my groups. I'm like, okay, cool. These are the things I did. This is how I'm moving towards my goals. These are my measurements. Like, these are what I'm doing. Like, I do this in a lot of aspects of my life. I do this with planning a vacation. I do this with my weight loss goals. I do this with my fitness goals. I do this with a lot of things, even with my business. In order to track my progress, I need to see where I'm going. Because then you're noticing, like, oh man, like in a business, we ebb and flow. We can see that with money, like how things are ebbing and flowing. You need to track yourself. And once again, another great way to track yourself is mission planning. When I work with my clients and they're getting a mission plan, usually has two to three goals on it. And they're like, wow, this month I didn't achieve this goal because this was X, Y, and Z. These are things I didn't achieve. You're still tracking your progress by understanding what you didn't achieve. Like, tracking is such a huge portion of success. And if you don't track, reach out. Reach out to me, DM me, send me a smoke signal in the sky. Because, girl, we need to figure out how we can make you move forward. And the number one reason that you are not achieving your goals, that you quit your goals, is, get this, you're in a hurry. You want immediate success. You need it now. Like, oh, that was like me punching my hands. I get so like vigilant about this, but we all go through this. Like, as a business owner, I'm like, I want to make X, Y, and Z a month. I need to, you know, touch everybody's lives with my knowledge. I need to do this. Need. But sometimes it doesn't unfold like that. We're in such a hurry to lose the weight. We're in such a hurry to build the muscle, or we're in such a hurry to heal the shoulder injury. We're in such a hurry to find that love or find that new job. But every time we push and put so much stress and anxiety on ourselves, it's doing nothing but push that goal further away. You actually fall in the trap of, I need that you settle for something that you don't want. And then you're just like, oh, well, this didn't work. This program didn't work. This whatever didn't work. This gym membership sucks. Like, this is not good. No, because you rushed the process. You settled for what you didn't really want. And now you're giving up on your goals. Funny how that works, because it's true. You settled and now you're quitting. This is such an important realization that I had on a ton of my goals, especially like my health and wellness goals, because I'm like, well, I signed up for, back in the day, I did Weight Watchers. I signed up for Weight Watchers. I was in that shit for like a year or so. And I'm like, I did all the points and I did whatever. And then I worked out so many, because I'm so active. I got back all my points and then I ate like a steak and a cheesecake. And then I wonder why I didn't lose weight. But I followed the plan. I ate all the sugars and all the fruits and vegetables and this, that. But I didn't. It didn't work. It didn't work for me. I settled. And it's crazy how our brains lock into, well, it didn't work. It didn't work. And then you give up. And you completely give up on your goal because one thing didn't work. It's going back to rule number 4, when the goal is too big and that repetitive failure weakens our confidence. Oh, I failed. I'm done. I tried. I'm done. No, honey, you need to try like thousands of times. I can't tell you how many times that I tried and failed. I mean, this isn't like a million things, like business, friendships, relationships, like everything. You need to try and fail to learn. In order to grow, we need to fail. So this is so important to understand the quitter's week mentality. So let me go over the top 5 again one more time. Number 5, too much thinking, not enough doing. Number 4, your goals are way too big that you need to downsize them and make stepping stones to get to your goal. Number 3, you need a support system because you don't have an appropriate support system to help you get where you need to go. Number 2, you're not tracking your progress. If you want to get to somewhere, you need to understand what direction you're going. So track your progress. And number 1, girl, stop being in a hurry. Stop being in a hurry, because when we are in a hurry, we tend to settle. And then when we settle, we get discouraged because the results didn't pan out. It's fascinating. So these are the top 5 reasons why we quit on our goals during Quitter's Week. So I hope this all made sense. I know I've been talking a lot about this week. I absolutely love this topic because this is so, so, so important. I'm taking all of this knowledge, this topic about Quitter's Week, and helping all my new clients that are enrolling into the Everyday Wellness Program. The Everyday Wellness Program is a monthly group that I just started. Its enrollment is at the end of January. It officially starts February 1st. It is all about mental wellness. It's all about movement and exercise. And it's all about mindful eating. Because you know what? We need these three things in our lives to be the staple. We need to have stability in these three topics. So if you're interested in joining, let me tell you a little tidbit. This group costs as much as a large cup of coffee. You heard me. A large cup of your bougie coffee to have all this knowledge in a monthly group. So honey, come on over. Come join me. Be entertained by me. I'm having a ton of people sign up and I'm so excited because it's time that we start taking care of ourselves. And you know what? I'm so excited to host this group, to be your guide, your 6-foot sidekick on your journey in life. And let's do it together. So on that note, have a beautiful rest of the week. Don't give up on your goals. And if you feel that you are, reach out to me and I'm always here to support you. Have an amazing day. Mwah.